Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, honey. Listen, it has been a superlicious Thursday, honey. It has been bubblicious up in here all day long today. It was like thunder and lightning was crashing all over the place. Y'all ever chew some bubblicious gum? Bubblicious is so juicy and delicious. All the good flavor just comes all out in the gum, oozes all in your mouth. Well, honey, that just describes how it's been around here today. It's been bubblicious, delicious, honey. Now, let me tell you something. It's August the 18th, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavored rums. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and a natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gumby is the CEO and founder of Gumbarum. Listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something. I don't know if he's still drunk or not. I really don't know if he is still drunk. Listen, y'all, I might have to put y'all on hold for a few minutes because, you know, this show is really, really important. This is a really good show on tonight. And I think Steve needs to really cue in and listen to tonight's show. I got independent artist Krista and independent artist Leonard Duran. Now, listen, they are some gospel singers. And, I mean, we're going to have a really good time. Earlier today, I had evangelist Ellen Hayes. I am telling you, she put a fire up under my tail on today. She really did. I mean, that music was just really, really good. And I'm telling you now, we got Kristen and independent artist Leonard Duran. Let me tell y'all, so when the first song is playing, I'm going to get Steve on the phone. If he is drunk, it's just going to be too bad for him. Y'all set my bar up. What's the matter with you people? I pay y'all to set up my bar. You know what I mean? Get smoke, get off your high partail, and make my watermelon spritzer. Do you hear what I'm saying up in here? What do you mean you don't have no glasses? You don't have any glasses? Well, you better find some. You know what I mean? We got some paper cups in the break room. We got plastic cups in the break room. You better get on over there and find me some cups. I need my drink. You know what I mean? I've got to have my drink. If we ran out of Gumbarum, just bring me the champagne. Don't make no difference, okay? Just bring me some alcohol. Now, listen. I got some bad artists on today. Yes, indeed. Independent art. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. Now, please, y'all don't think I'm sloppy drunk up in here. You know, I know y'all probably think, is this lady off a rocker? No, I'm not off my rocker. Let me tell you something. I'm going to get into that a little bit later about humor and talk therapy. Humor and talk therapy. Listen, do y'all know something? Before I get into music by Kristen, she got a really beautiful voice. Y'all going to love her music. Really going to love her music. Listen, let me tell you something. The world is going through a lot. And people say, girl, you are so hilarious. Everybody tells me, you're so hilarious. You're so funny. And everybody says, oh, you're such a natural. But let me tell you something. At the end of the day, you know, there's a lot that's going on in the world. And you know what? We need God. We need God. So listen, I'm not up here drinking. I'm not no sloppy drunk or nothing like that. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying. I love God. And we got some good gospel music on tonight, and we're going to have a really good time. So listen, but I like to entertain too. So my point is this, great people. My point is this, beautiful people. There's a lot that's going on in the world. Some people haven't got to the place where they have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, okay? And so now they tell me, the specialists, and those that are in authority when it comes to psychiatry, when it comes to psychology, when it comes to therapy, you know, they say that talk therapy is great. They say that humor is great because it helps to lower your levels of anxiety. It helps to lower the bad stuff. You know, I can't think of a proper name at this moment. I'm a layman. I ain't no doctor, and I don't claim to be no doctor. I don't claim to be no nurse. But I am telling you what the professionals say when it comes to talk therapy. It helps your body to produce the right chemicals in your body to do what? To help lower your stress. Because, oh, Lord, I'm not getting into this. Lord, today, let me get to the music, because I guess the going on and trying to explain to y'all why talk therapy is necessary, why humor and fun is necessary, because it helps you. Meditation is necessary. And guess what? The Word of God is totally necessary. The Word of God and the gospel music. So we're going to do that on tonight. All right. It's going to bring some healing. So listen, talk therapy brings healing. Laughter brings healing. You know what I mean? It's good medicine. Up first is independent artist Kristen, she got some great music. Also, I want y'all to know, just in case y'all forget, this music is heard by people where engineer. Yes, your music is being heard by people all over the world. Praise our God. Listen. When you guys, this show is live, and so it is not pre-recorded, and I want to thank New York City Podcast Network because they sent us a lot of traffic, and so that is really a wonderful thing. So I want you guys, independent artists Kristen and independent artist Leonard DeMar, I want you guys to pay attention to the link when you get your copies and everything. You'll see NYC. Click on the link and vote on your show. When you do that, it brings in more traffic to us, and it brings more traffic to your Spotify profiles. And so you want to help yourself out and help us out by clicking on the link and voting on the show. So make sure that you do that, and that's going to be a blessing for you as well. So listen, once again, it's NYC Podcast Network. So make sure that you click and vote. So we have independent artist Kristen is coming up first. She's a wonderful, wonderful songstress. Amazing voice, and it's all gospel on tonight. You're going to enjoy the music, and believe me, I enjoy their songs. It is just wonderful. So listen, I want you guys to take a listen to the great music. You're going to love it. Come on, engineer, go ahead and cue me up. Once again, it is independent artist Kristen. That's Kristin. All right, do you have me ready? What's going on here on tonight? All right, I know y'all not used to it. Okay, they got Glory. All right, so it's going to be Glory by independent artist Kristen. This is Glory.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The entire earth is full of his glory. Glory.
Praise our God. That was glory, glory, glory. Amen, amen, amen. What a beautiful voice she has. I'm telling you, I wish I could sing like that. See, listen, if that was me, you know, singing, I wish I could sing and drop a few songs. But I can't, so I have to stay in my lane. I can do a little spoken word. Now, that I do have the ability and a little talent, just a little bit of talent to do spoken word. But now, if that was me singing, I'd be glory. Hallelujah. See, listen, I'm the only black person in the world that cannot carry a tune. Listen, do y'all know I can't even dance? You ever seen a black woman that can't dance? I can't even dance. When I get on the dance floor, let me tell y'all something. When I get on the dance floor, it's just like somebody up there with two left feet. Listen, it's, you know, y'all remember Arnold the Pig. Now, Arnold the Pig can dance better than me. Now, you know, that's a doggone shame. That is a doggone shame. Arnold the Pig, y'all remember Arnold the Pig on that show Green Acres? Now, he can do a little two-step better than me. I can't do no two-step. Let me tell y'all something. I'm playing next song by Kristen, which is Everything to Me. My favorite dance to watch, and I wish I could do it, was step. You know, people that can step, it looks so pretty. It's a pretty dance. It really is. But listen, I had all kinds of folks that teach me how to step. And, honey, they tell me to go left, I be going right. They say go forward, I be going backwards. They say turn around, I sat down. So, listen, I cannot step. You know what I'm saying? I got to take special class for steppers. You know what I mean? I got to get in kindergarten first. So that's what it is. I got to go to kindergarten. I don't know if they have a steppers class for kindergartners. But that's where I need to be. I need to be in the kindergartners class because I don't have any type of, what they call that, rhythm and stepping, all that kind of stuff. I can't do it. But now if you tell me to write a story, I can write you a story. I can write you a novel. I can write you a bestseller. That I can do without a doubt, without even thinking. I can do it with my eyes closed. Yes, I can. But when it comes to rhythm and dancing, I can't do that. Cannot do it. Now, when I was about 20 years old, I could dance. I don't know what happened. Maybe when you get old, you lose it something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe my equilibrium is a little bit off. But listen, this song is Everything to Me, independent artist.
Everything too. Peace, love, and unity from me to you. Yeah. Come one, come all. I think it's about time for the roll call. Eastern average, hey, he's everything. Down you, they say he's everything. Yo, Capitol Heights, they say he's everything. Burma Heights, District Heights, you know he's everything.
Everything.
Yeah. S Street, Valleyville, we say he's everything. New he's everything. Florida ass, Georgia ass, you know he's everything.
Hey,
right deep, they say he's everything. Early streets, Bugle Street, they say he's everything. Down Martin Luther King, they say he's everything. Yeah, Silver Spring, you know he's everything. Ridge Road, South Beach, they say he's everything. I Street, North Beach, they say he's everything. Out of Annapolis, parole, they everything. Yeah, the world knows he's essence everything. Maryland Park, you know he's everything. Rest in peace, Keith Clark, you know he's everything.
They do the DMV and everywhere in between. I hope he's everything to you, I know he's everything to me.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. She has a beautiful voice as an independent artist. Kristen, let me tell you something. You know, she has a really, really beautiful singing voice. Oh, she has a beautiful career ahead of her. Listen, listen. Oh, I don't know where that came from. But listen, although she's in music and singing gospel, oh, wow. You know, she's very gifted and talented. She seems to be a really bright, intelligent young lady. You know something? Wow. You know, I'm not going to go there. I want to go there, but I'm not going to go there. Listen, you know, I think she would do really well if she took some law classes. I don't know where that came from, but listen. We need to have, let me say this real quick. I am a licensed, trained life coach, okay? So listen, Monique Carradine, she was a journalist here in the Windy City, Fox Channel 32. She trained me as a life coach. Now, I said that to say this back to this sister Kristen. And the reason why that came up, because gospel and Christian, those who are of the Christian faith and those who really are living life, we need to be in more positions of authority. And I'm not talking about somebody just calling themselves a Christian. I'm talking about people that's really living Christ-like with the word in them and the light shining through them. Amen. So we need to have more people who are lawyers, those who are judges. You know what I'm saying? We need to have more people that's in leadership positions, because we have too many people in position that's of different faiths that's not of Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? And so it causes the world to go in a whole different direction other than what it needs to be going in. You know what I'm saying? We have all different kind of people that's in position, government officials. You know what I'm saying? That they wouldn't know God if God came to their house and knocked on their door. So listen, we need to have more Christ-like individuals in key leadership, government positions. Lord help today. You know, don't y'all get tired of praying for these leaders that don't know God? You know, now listen, oh Lord, today I'm going to say this and then I'm going to move on to a minister. I'm calling this man a reverend, independent artist Leonard Durant. Now listen, don't y'all get tired of praying. I don't get tired of praying. My point is this: when you have people in position that don't know God, the people of God have to pray some more that they will make the right decision. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord, today. So let me just move on, because I will start on a whole different sermon. So listen, let me tell you about Brother Leonard. His aspiration is to write songs that reach millions. I love this. I love it. I love it. To reach millions of people through social media platforms, concerts, radio, and in big screen theaters throughout the world. His music, he wants his music to come from the heart with a strong emotion feeling of spiritual truth. That is what I'm talking about up in here. Spiritual truth, happy thoughts, kindness, and love. Yes, sir, I am telling you. So Brother Leonard has opened up for mainstream gospel recording artists. Now, what he's saying is he has opened up for these particular artists. Ernest Pugh, also Stellar Award-winning artist Jonathan Nelson, and have done multiple gospel, jazz, poetry concerts throughout the Birmingham area for the last 10 years. Okay, so he just wake up yesterday and started doing this. You understand me? He understands what he's thinking about. He understands what he's talking about. All right. So listen, this one is going to be Love Conquers. This is a really, really great one. I'm pretty much out of time. I'm going to get this one in. Then we're going to pick it up tomorrow and do what? We're going to continue on. Yes, we are. Love Conquers. Take a listen.
Love is a legacy. It articulates the heart of humanity. A love vibe, a natural high, a mother's love, admiration. Loving one another can heal our nation. Benevolence, quiet time with God is the evidence.
The world
Amen, amen. Love conquers, love conquers. Yes, love does conquer all. We know God is love. Yes, indeed. I am pretty much out of time. I've got to get on up out of here. But guess what? It's been a stone cold blast. And I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.